listen, don't mention it more. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So,
yes, sir.
Simon is absent. Fair weather fan. I'm here with Patrick on his final day in Germany.
Hey, what's up?
He's a bit in a hurry, so so please don't be upset when he just leaves.
This won't be a normal episode. No rambling.
The good thing for Simon is that the good thing for Patrick is that the first game is something we don't really have to talk about, in my opinion. We're going to talk about Matchday 6, Matchday 7, and anything else that's been coming up. Right now we're on international break, very important in times of Corona. And we're going to start for a few minutes about this one game nobody wants to talk about. Matchday 6 in Zentralstein in Leipzig against this so-called club nobody likes.
Well said.
What was the halftime? Was it? Oh, halftime was 0-3.
Okay.
Because they were all talking about it. Oh, yeah, at 0-2, we were still like, yeah, maybe we can, in the break, regroup, reorganize, and then come back. But
no chance.
Didn't work. What are you Googling again?
I'm trying to find the schedule for Hertha. Okay, it's there. Okay, got it.
Got it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I got it? Yeah, I got it. Okay. All good.
Well, I've only seen the highlights.
Okay.
Because I got home 5 minutes after the game started, and then I was about to turn on the TV, and then it was 2-0, so I figured, what the hell?
Yeah, you can skip. You can skip it.
That's the one game you can really skip. All there was one match Hertha won. One match. That's the one where Toru Nariga got a red card after a few minutes because of Floppy McFloppy, who's at Chelsea now.
Oh, Werner. Okay.
He who shall not be named.
Okay.
And there's also a game I didn't watch. And I know it's crazy, but I have this feeling that whenever I watch a game, it goes bad. Remember the Bochum game? Hertha was up 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked past this Kneipe, Adults Kneipe.
Yeah.
And I looked at the screen and Bochum scored.
Just as you looked. That's awesome timing.
So I ran on.
What?
Too many lights. Sorry.
Okay.
Patrick has his beautiful podcast thingy here, and I don't have a clue.
That's okay. I have a few sound buys, and that was one of them. So it was 3-0 at halftime, and the third goal was at the 48th minute, 45 plus 3. Talk about the backbreaker. That was the day before the marathon, so I had other things on my mind.
Did you finish?
Yes, I did.
Personal best?
Nope. 5 minutes away from it.
Because of your injury?
That probably didn't help, and I didn't go to the gym this year either. So, I didn't want to, you know, I'm fully vaccinated and all, but still didn't want to chance it. And I finished with 3:27.
And what's your personal best?
3:22.
And the last time you were in Berlin?
3:26, I think. And before that was my first marathon. It was 3:39.
I could run for 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Got to be a bit of a
psycho. But the weather was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was fantastic. And I didn't mind the heat. I mean, some people mentioned it, and I was like, no, it's fine. I mean, back home in July and August, it was way warmer than that. And that's when I had to do the weekly long runs. Mm. So it was, it was a piece of cake, and everything went well. You're yawning in my face already. That's awesome.
It's not my favorite episode, to be honest.
You know, everything's weird. My mind is not, you know, really here. This is my last day and I'm feeling rushed, even though I still have plenty of time. It sucks. Well, I know that I'll be back at least, so that's...
When are you back?
Either next May or next September for the marathon again. But no December. No December trip this year.
I know, because you can't leave in December because all the planes are frozen all over Canada.
All the pilots have been eaten by bears. Grizzlies.
Did I mention my friend of mine? He's a lawyer, and he once tried to sue the company for the airline, or the airline and the airport for not being able to provide him with a flight, because he claimed that weather is something that can be forecast, and they should have had enough people there to de-ice the plane.
I guess that's not wrong, but I wouldn't sue an airline for that.
The funny thing is he lost, but then he handed it in as an exam question.
Okay.
And he got $300 for it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Everybody wins, I guess.
He's crazy like that.
Nice.
He's in Norway now.
A what?
He's in Norway.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oslo.
Nice. Nice place, apparently, if you can afford it.
It's fucking expensive. Yeah, I think they're going to buy an apartment. Doesn't everybody in Scandinavia just buy apartments and then pay them, they never pay them off?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because a friend of mine lives in, he moved to Stockholm with his boyfriend, and then he did the same thing. And so you always move in and you don't really pay rent, but you keep paying off the apartment, and most people never really own them because you only pay very small installments. I don't know. It's totally different from, I think, America and Canada.
Huh. All right. Okay. That's interesting. Well, I mean, then you pay your rent until you die, pretty much.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And that is not yours.
Huh.
I mentioned my friend from school I just met, the guy from high school, he just paid off his house.
Oh, wow.
He's 45 or something like that.
I know, that's impressive. Is it an expensive house?
It's in Glienicke. Mm-hmm. Do you know Hermsdorf?
Yes.
Yeah. It's if you drive through Hermsdorf and then you have, I don't know, 500 meters of nothing, and then Glienicke starts. So that's where he lives.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Huh, all right. And do you know how much that house was?
No. It's an okay house. It's two stories, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, the cool thing is in his basement, he has this home cinema with real seats.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Really awesome. And then he has a second screen in this one.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is weird because we are already, you know, doing tangents all over the place. I haven't been in a
just want to avoid this fucking game.
Yes, exactly. I haven't been in a cinema in ages before, but this time during a 4-week trip, I went twice.
What did you watch?
I saw Dune and saw No Time to Die.
Oh, Mr. Blockbuster.
Yeah, but usually I don't bother with those, but Dune was awesome.
The last movie I saw in the cinema? Shazam.
Oh, wow, okay.
That was. And before that, I think it was the first Deadpool movie.
Oh, okay.
I think I only go for Marvel or DC movies.
Well, yeah, you can laugh at me for Mr. Blockbuster.
Yeah, but it's the only ones that really make sense to watch in a movie theater.
Yes, I guess. But Dune was worth it, absolutely.
I know a guy who, you get these subscriptions from Jokrup. It's a tiny, mostly tiny cinemas. Mm-hmm. For example, the big one at Potsdamerplatz, the one that had all the English movies,
yes.
It's closed.
And
it closed before the pandemic.
Yes, CineStar, I think.
CineStar, yeah.
I was really surprised. I mean, they had enough customers, I guess, but
I don't know.
Maybe not enough to afford that rent.
Yeah. Huh. And the best ones are Rollback. It's one of the York. It's the York group. Uh-huh. York is the York Kienwert Yorkstrasse, and then you have all different ones. And Rollback has all the OVs. And this friend of mine, you can get a subscription like a season ticket.
Okay.
And then you can watch anything you want.
Oh, nice.
And he says it's really cool. He's always alone.
Okay.
He's the only guy watching, and then he posted a picture with three people. It was when they showed Dune. Okay. Yeah, movie theater. I would love to watch In the Heights. It's a musical.
Oh yeah.
It's okay. On HBO. That's a fucked up thing with HBO, because I was just next year there's going to be a new Game of Thrones spinoff with the Targaryens.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to that, but it's on HBO.
Okay.
And HBO is only available in the US. because of all the different licensing problems you have.
Canada as well.
Yeah.
But through Crave, some shitty network.
How Crave?
As expensive as HBO. But you can always, I'll call the tactically acquire the movies.
But if you watch HBO now with a VPN, mm-hmm. you can get kicked off and you will not get refunded. And they might even sue you for...
Jesus.
Licensing.
And then they wonder why piracy is doing so. It's still alive and well, you know. Oh, well.
Piracy. Let's talk about people who don't care about the system. RB Leipzig.
Yes. Nice segue.
they found a new coach, and it's from a totally different club. He's from, I think he's from Red Bull New York or something like that.
Okay. I don't know.
American, Jesse March.
Oh, yeah. I should know, but I forgot. I mean, I don't give a shit. And whether, you know, the fact that he is, you know, American doesn't affect me at all. And that's one thing that annoys me about Bundesliga coverage in North America is like they, you know, cream their shorts over any American who plays in the, like Pulisic at Dortmund.
Pulisic, he's American.
Yeah, okay.
He said that.
Okay.
I want to be called Pulisic.
Well, all right.
Isn't he at Chelsea?
Yes, now, yes. And, you have Sargent, who was at Bremen. Now he's at Norwich.
Oh.
Second division. No, Norwich, they got promoted, I think. And like a bunch of other jackasses that no one outside the US gives a shit about.
How's Arsenal doing?
Better and better, I'd say. They had a draw against Brighton. What else? They seem to be taking a turn with younger players, much younger players, and it seems to be working somewhat well so far, which is
somewhat
encouraging.
Somewhat well.
Yes, because there are still growing pains, and you know the game against Brighton actually they should have lost, but they got away with a point. And there are encouraging signs.
What's that like?
I didn't watch that game, but I've heard about it plenty. It's nice, actually.
Is
you draw a game you're supposed to lose? It's nice.
Is Aubameyang still there?
Aubameyang, yes. He had a really shitty season.
And the Sideshow Bob guy?
The what?
The Sideshow Bob guy. The
David Luiz? No, he's gone. Oh. And
Chaka.
Chaka got injured.
But they lost Skodra Mustafi, right?
Yes.
And the other guy went to Schalke to get relegated.
Kolasinac.
Oh, great segue. Oh, Schalke. Serda!
Yes. Yes. Yay. Nice. Well done.
I'll keep that for later.
Okay. Please. Kolasinac is back, actually. They couldn't get rid of him somehow.
Okay.
And Mustafi is now in Spain, I think. And
Guy.
Nah. I mean, it depends.
He played on the World Championship team.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I remember that.
He can't be that bad.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened to him, honestly. Because he wasn't that bad when he got there.
Didn't he play in Italy and then came to America, to England?
Mustafi in Italy, I'm not sure. That's possible.
Okay, yes.
But
Oh, I'm just about to finish a really good book. It's called The Brothers Boateng.
Okay.
It's in German. And I've had it for, a friend gave it to me 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
And now I started it.
Okay.
And for the past 2 days, I've just been, because I get, my skin gets allergic sometimes after I take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really horrible. It never happened in Atlanta. I was fine.
Okay.
No problems whatsoever. But here it's sometimes horrible. So I just take an antihistamine.
Yes.
And then it
makes you sleepy though.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
And then it takes about 15 minutes to half an hour till I feel better. So I always sit outside on the balcony where it's cold.
Okay.
And then I've been reading the book. It was really, really good. And so I'm almost done with the book.
So there's something about the water here that doesn't react well with you.
I don't know. And I went to a doctor. He took his fingernail
mm-hmm.
and ran it across my back. And they said, see, it's turning red. That's autoimmune something something.
Okay.
So your choices are, you can either change everything about your diet and everything, or you can just learn to live with it.
But that sounds something did, like I something never, a German doctor would say.
When I was always fine in Atlanta, and it's not always. But yesterday I woke up late to drop off my kid at a daycare, and then I showered too late.
Okay.
It's about sometimes when I sweat, I get this horrible thingy. Tune in next week when we talk about...
That sucks.
Yeah, 06, nobody cares. The only thing that that I wrote down is that Tuzab had to play center back, which probably was a problem. Oh, yeah, and one thing that... I just looked at the lineup, and one thing that somebody caught my eye was that Dada has always... I think we've never had the same starting 11 in the entire season.
Okay. Because
he used, I think it was Darida and Askasiba as double six, the defensive backs.
Okay.
The defensive midfielders.
Yes.
That's just stupid. because Darida is too offense, is too much offense. Yes. He's more like an eight.
I'd say, yeah.
And Askasiba, has he played all season? I think he hasn't.
I mean, I'm guessing he's been injured, but I really don't know.
Oh, did you see Zelke? We were at the stadium last time, but then did you see it on? Did you watch highlights or anything?
No.
Oh, he looked really, really bad. Like in the beginning, it was nothing, and then camera switched to the guy line, and then
oh yeah,
puddles of blood. Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. No, I missed that. I mean, I didn't want to. It was bad enough that we lost that game. I didn't want to be reminded.
It wasn't that bad.
No, but it was disappointing. But
did you expect? Okay, maybe we should just end the.
Yes.
RBL sucks. It's not a club. It's a company there for fizzy drinks, and the owner is a Nazi.
Fizzy drink douchebags.
We hate them. Yes. And the thing is, they were really doing badly. I mean, they were behind us in the table, and now I think they won all their games.
That's possible. And I remember during last episode, I said that the game against Leipzig was winnable. So I jinxed it. Maybe I don't know. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about
Freiburg.
Yeah. Oh, one thing. The reactions to the match were like, after the Bayern game, Arne Friedrich tweeted something like, "Yeah, it's not going to happen again." And then, like, yeah.
Whoops. Oh man, that's appropriate. The sad trombone.
How do you know which one's playing? Oh, that's the effects. Okay, yes. Sorry. We're just looking at his pot track P4.
Yes.
Saturday, 3:30, perfect weather.
Yes.
Somebody was late.
Yes. Well, I was doing an interview.
Oh, we got there so early. We got there at 2 or 1:30. Then we had coffee. Oh, we wanted to try this. Do you know on Kaiserdamm, there's this big BMW Mini Cooper? It's like this huge new building right next to the highway. And it has a Berliner Kaffeerösterei, the Berlin Coffee Roastery, in the ground floor. We said, yeah, let's go there. And then, oh, it's closed on Saturdays.
Oh my god.
and then we went to Giro d'Italia, which is Italian.
No.
Coffee was bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sacrilege. You're going to come after you.
And the worst thing was that last time they had this coffee cart on the Friday night match. And then I walked all around the stadium looking for it, but it wasn't there.
It wasn't there at all.
It wasn't there at all, no.
Oops.
Really sad.
So you never found it after all?
No, it wasn't there.
Okay.
And then I found, I know one of the supervisors, and he's really nice, and we talked and walked, and he told me some stories because he's now back at work after almost more than a year. And he told me that his company, you know, it's more like a gig thing. It's not you really, you just do gigs and you write invoices for them.
Okay.
I'm not sure if everybody, but especially people like him who are in a higher position. And then he told me, yeah, you know, the company keeps calling me to work these fucking Conference League games. I said, no way I'm working for these forest people.
Oh, nice. Forest people.
And he told me a story how in a zweite Bundesliga match, there was a guy who was trying to hit another a colleague of him, and then he's he gave him a few straights and a jab, and then people were like, "Do you know who you just hit?" He said, "No, I don't care." and they kicked him out, and he was arrested. And it turns out he used to be one of the capos for Union. And then he has some friends who go to him and said, "Hey, you know what? You better not show your face around Köpenick for a couple of years." He said, "Yeah." So next weekend, I went around Köpenick and walked around. He's the coolest guy.
He likes to live dangerously.
He's really funny.
Nice.
I mean, we used to hang the banners at the Oberring.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a problem because right in our block, there's the so-called vanity cam.
Mm-hmm.
So if they show, for example, lineups, it's this one camera. It's a and our flag was blocking it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then these people came by, blah, blah. And one time one of our banners was... touching the Teddy one, the one for the family block. Okay. And then he came by and said, "You know, there's this asshole in my ear. He says I should take it off." I said, "Fuck you." Yeah, he's really funny.
Nice.
Yeah. David was really nice. Yeah. Perfect weather. What could happen? Hertha had not lost to Freiburg in quite some time, right? 2 years or something like that?
That's possible. I honestly don't know, but all right. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe this was just a karma payback for the one where Shiva scored the goal in the 95th minute.
Also possible.
that was a hot game. That was really, it was like 40 degrees.
Okay.
It was the first time they had water breaks.
Ah, okay.
And I wasn't there, but...
Nice.
Must have been quite hot. Yeah. Okay, we're going to do this properly. This is the real game we're talking about. I like the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Everything back to normal. Oh, by the way, Dada said that he had agreed with Boateng before the Leipzig game that it's not a game he should play in because he's too slow.
Okay. Well, that's honest, at least.
Oh, Boateng book. Pretty interesting. I'm not sure if this is an English translation. Probably not, but it's really, really... And it's about the three brothers, because most people don't know that there's three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There's George, the oldest one,
mm-hmm.
and Kevin Prince, who are brothers.
Yes.
The father is Prince Boateng, and then he broke up with the mother, and then he had a kid with the mother of Jerome Boateng.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm just reading about how they were at the Hertha Academy and how bad it was back then, because it was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
And nobody cared about anything. Yeah, it must have been really bad. For some time, they took over the youth coaches from Reinickendorfer Füchse.
Okay.
Who also have a pro team in handball.
All right.
Yeah. And then they tried to do some groundwork, but... They left after two seasons was no.
Hopeless.
It must have been really bad. And then he cites once a time when Falco Götz was in charge of the academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hoop Stevens said, "Okay, I need three players." And then he said, "Okay, what are you looking for? Just give me players."
Oh, wow.
And then he selected three and all of them became pros.
Oh.
Sufyan Chahed and the other names I forgot.
Okay.
Chahed's now coaching Turbine Potsdam.
Okay.
Which is now a cooperation between Hertha and Turbine Potsdam.
Okay.
For example, what was Frankfurt? The Frankfurt team. I don't know what the Frankfurt team was called, but now they're officially Eintracht Frankfurt.
Okay.
They did the same thing with the corporate.
It's not the Kickers, that's Stuttgart.
No, that's. Ooh.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Me neither. Maybe Turbine as well. Or Trafo or something. Yeah. Anyway, lineup. La la la, same back. Belfodil was in there with Selke at the front. Richter on right defender and nothing else very much interesting. Toussaint was all the way, right behind the strikers. So he moved from center back to...
Yeah.
Offensive midfielder.
That's not his style, right?
I don't know. Toussaint
like is more defensive.
Runs. Whenever he runs, he runs like a Frenchman, like, dum, dum, dum. The first three steps are like, oh, I'm coming. very interesting. Yeah, but you know, Freiburg are, I think, fifth right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can argue that Hertha only lost to top teams.
That's technically true, I guess. But no, yeah. I mean, what I remember from that game is there wasn't much. They seemed to be too cautious on offense. Like they didn't want to take any risks, I guess.
Mm.
Like they were moving forward into the opposite half. And at some point, whoever it was on the wings, like instead of trying to, you know, push the play forward, you would, you know, pass the ball back. And
oh, you mean Platten?
Yes, among others, yes. But he wasn't the only one.
But they started off well with this one chance. And you know when people were like, oh, that's a penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Right in the beginning, but the defender somehow got his leg between the ball and Jovetic, and then Jovetic, who didn't see him and just was about to shoot for the goal, then
okay, yeah, kicked him. Whoops.
Oh, was Jovetic, not Belfodil? Sorry, Jovetic is back for Belfodil. Jovetic.
Okay.
He scored a goal in the Köln game.
I think.
He scored a goal, period.
All right. Okay. Good enough. But the thing is, also another thing that I remember, okay, so Freiburg took the lead and
that was so bad.
Yes. And also, okay, so they scored on the 17th minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Corner kick and Zelke just didn't hustle enough.
Yes. Yeah, I remember some people mentioning that. But what I also remember, what stuck with me, I guess, is right after Piontek scored at the 78th minute, the place, I don't know if you remember, but the place was yeah, rocking and yeah, they had the advantage, a clear advantage for 8 minutes, yeah, until Freiburg scored again and then it was game over.
Yeah, it's the there's a podcast called Atzo und Schmock.
Okay.
It's fairly new. I'm not sure when they started, but because I haven't listened to them before, but I was like, I'm going to listen, and then I never did it. They talked about the Pedersen curse, that whenever Pedersen comes on, he scores against Hertha. And I think it could be true.
Okay.
Except for this one match that Hertha won, but I hate him. not in a bad way, but it's just, I hate playing against him because he always does something.
Yeah.
You used to play for Bayern.
I don't remember that guy at all, to be honest. Pedersen.
He came on and scored the goal.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know.
Oh, he's.
I couldn't tell you anything about him.
He's very. People like him because he gives very eloquent interviews.
Okay.
So he's not like, He said something like, yeah, you know, ever since I've been a pro, I stopped reading books. I just don't have the time. You can say I've really gotten dumber playing football.
Okay, well, that's refreshing.
I think he played with Bayern, and of course he didn't make it back then. And then he has a pretty illustrious, but he's been with
Niels Pedersen,
with Freiburg for quite some time now.
Okay,
Did he play for Energie Cottbus at some point?
I'm gonna have to look it up, I guess. Niels,
please hold the line while we Google.
Yeah, live googling during a podcast. Nothing beats that. Yes. Okay, so Wikipedia, blah 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 blah. Kaltzeiss Jena, Energie Cottbus, yes, oh, Bayern.
Halberstadt, you know Halberstadt, it's a very beautiful city. It's okay. Not. No, it's...
Okay.
he played for Cottbus. Hey, 56 games, 35 goals.
Yes, that's impressive.
Then he played nine games for Munich, and then...
2 years at Bremen.
Yeah. And okay, he's been with them since 15. I mean, the one thing that Freiburg has right now is they didn't even lose any players.
Ah, that's possible. Okay.
And they've been with the same coach for years. Oh, yes. By the way, I saw when I opened the kicker up yesterday, I saw that the guy who coaches Heidenheim,
mm-hmm,
he extended his contract to 27. I think he's been there for 10 years at least.
Oh, wow. Nice.
We played them in the cup once.
Yes, I remember that.
Ooh, we were down. Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Mark Schnatterer.
So, yeah, he's been, okay, Streich has been head coach as at Freiburg since 2012. And yeah, he was, before that, coach of the U19 from 95 to 2011. Jesus Christ, that guy has, you know, he's been part of the furniture.
And they got relegated with him and came back.
Okay.
Which is something that doesn't happen very often.
True. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, Freiburg played there most of his career. Yeah. Not that many games, but still. All right, okay.
I mean, most good coaches weren't really good players.
That's true.
Apart from maybe Zidane, but is he a coach? I don't watch La Liga, so.
That's maybe his strength was more like managing egos and personalities. But I mean, if Zidane tells you, you know, stop doing that, do this instead,
I'll headbutt you.
Kind of, yes, and you kind of listen because he's fucking Zidane, you know, one of the best players of his time. So, you know.
Ach yeah.
But Streich, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he super, like, I haven't heard a single bad word about him. Everybody seems to like him.
Yeah, he gives interviews where he talks about everything, and he often comments on, you know, about Steve Kerr, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a bit like Steve Kerr. He always has comments on political things, and and they have a very wholesome club, and everything is kind of.
Apparently, it's a very nice city as well. I've never been.
Oh, my neighbor! It's supposed to be pretty nice and warm, but I haven't been. By the way, sagging towards the book.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, the Boateng brothers were.
Yes.
They were. Stuttgart wanted to have them, but Stuttgart used
all of them.
One of them.
Oh, okay.
I think because Kevin Prince went from Hertha, and then he ran into trouble at Hertha, and you know, with the whole thing with the rearview mirror story.
I don't.
Oh, they were partying, and it was this Ashkan Dejaga, Enes Ben Hatira, Pate Ebert.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they were partying or something. Okay. And then at some point, I think they were. Neubauer used to be the agent for Boateng, and he ran for being part of the board at Hertha, but he got rejected because Axel Kruse. You know, they had to introduce themselves for 2-5 minutes and say something about themselves, and then there were questions. And Axel Kruse stood up. Oh, it was a hit piece. And he just let him have it, and then nobody voted for him after that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That'd be because he's an agent. You know, you agents, you're the worst of the worst.
Nice.
He basically called him a piece of shit to his face.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I think it's not good if clubs are involved with agents.
Yeah, yeah.
For example,
Arsenal was in the same boat until recently.
There's a new thing with Hoffenheim.
Mm-hmm.
Hoffenheim now own clubs around the world, a bit like Leipzig do.
Okay.
And most of the and one of the companies that is in partnership with them is run by the owner of Rogon, Roger Wittmann.
Okay.
I think he has 2 or 3 players at Hertha.
Okay.
Asshole. Anyway, and the academy in Stuttgart, back then at least, you were not allowed to have piercings, tattoos, or have
Mohawks?
Mohawks or something like that.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And then Boateng went to... Oh, no, before that he was with Van Buurik. Van Buurik played for Hertha,
mm-hmm.
and his father was an agent.
Okay.
And then his son got him all these players from Hertha, and they just wanted the Boatengs to leave so they could cash in on them, and then they were gone.
Okay.
And that's why Van Buurik was fired. And I was always wondering at some point why, because one player from Hertha, I think it was Roy Behrens was, he was with Van Buurik.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering why they wouldn't do this, you know, like, because they know each other, and they fired Van Buurik after they found out about what he did at the club with his dad.
Huh.
And then they canceled his contract, and he was kicked off the team.
Jesus.
So maybe that's why they don't talk anymore.
Probably.
It's very interesting, all these, you know, this little background stuff you read in there. It's pretty interesting.
Nice.
And and then Boateng left for Tottenham.
It was either that or Portsmouth, but
no, first Tottenham, and he wasn't happy at Tottenham. Okay. And then he wanted to leave, and then he played for Dortmund. But before that, Stuttgart wanted to have him, but the academy said no because they said, "Oh, it's a bad example for our academy players if this guy with all these tattoos comes in." And then he had this little blonde fake mohawk and stuff. Yeah. Just crazy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, Hertha went to 0-1.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then everything just... It's like... It's a... No,
the balloon deflated.
Yeah, but what's this movie called with... The movie with...
Oh, yeah, that movie.
No, where the day always repeats itself.
Edge of Tomorrow?
No.
Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, yes.
Yeah, just... And I think... and then there were people jeering at halftime.
Yes, I remember that.
Which I don't like.
It depends if they deserve it or not. But it's not great. But, you know, sometimes people need to let it out, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I pay $10 for tickets so I can... Oh, and in the end, there was this guy who was arrested, who threw a cup at Boateng from the Haupttribüne.
Okay, I think I heard something about that.
Yeah, I told you, look. Because the guy behind was like, oh, look. And then they, like, six or seven security people, and then they held on to him, and then he was...
Wow.
Because, you know, it's right next to the player, where the player go into the tunnel, and then you can just...
Ah, okay.
It's the same place where, allegedly, the Italian coach from Bayern was spit on. That's why there were always people with umbrellas standing there for the rest for the rest of the season, which was just so stupid. There was the match with the goal in the 96th minute.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the ref gave a 5-minute extra time, and Lewandowski still somehow scored like 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really bad.
Yeah. I know a Bayern fan, and even she did. Ugh. She told me it was bullshit. She agreed with me.
This is bullshit. Okay. Hertha were down, Groundhog Day. And then what happened? Halftime. Nothing had happened. No chances. Did Zelke leave at halftime or did he leave before?
Because
he had a collision with another player.
Yes.
Going for a header and then he was bleeding.
Replaced him.
And all of a sudden he had this turban on. And I was like, oh, like, remember the turban game with Kalou?
I don't.
In the season, I think it was the season where Dada's first whole season.
Okay.
Where they got Ibišević right a few days before the transfer window closed and everything. And he scored 3 goals.
All right.
He got into a collision and then he got this blue and white turban and then he scored 3 goals, including a penalty.
Should do that more often.
Yeah. Oh, he's still doesn't have a club. And some people on he always comments on Instagram.
Okay.
Like, go Hertha, go Alte Dame. And he said, hey, when are you coming back? She said, soon. Maybe he's coming back.
Is it true, though?
I don't care. Just have him back for whatever. He can, I don't know.
It can't hurt, I guess. Dardai likes him, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's the one thing I don't really, I mean, maybe at some point when the season's over, we can talk about these past 3 years or what happened, what went wrong. But that's the one thing I never understood, why they never played. He didn't play in the entire... Did he play? He almost never played in the entire season.
I remember that. I don't know. It's weird.
And I mean, we had A. Isiben playing, right?
I'm sorry?
We had Esvein playing. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't
true.
See the, you know.
Yes.
Bit I'm of a not difference. Sure they're the same level.
Yeah. Bit of a difference in caliber. That's true.
But that was before the whole Facebook Live thing happened. There's so much stuff you forget about that. I'm not sure if it's post-traumatic, something like that, but I just realized, because they were talking about last season, like what, because we never did a podcast at this time, but anything that happened from the, when Hatta went with, when they had the Corona quarantine, that's just. Also, one thing people mention is that there used to be a Hatta film. And now nobody talks about
it. No, yeah, that's true. What happened with
I have no clue, but I think I'm going to ask Axel Kruse because he has a company, Fab Film Media.
Okay.
Like Color.
Yeah. And Color Movies.
Yeah. And they did, for example, they did the trailer. Were you here for the Hauptstadt Fußball exhibition?
I don't think so.
Yeah. And then they had a little, video on how Hertha was founded.
Oh, okay.
That's companies that did that, for example. And they used to, if you go on YouTube, you can find old Deutsche Bahn Meet the Players. And there's one episode with a very, very young Lustenberger.
Oh, nice.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. What was my point?
Bring back Kalou.
Yeah, of course. And Peter Niemeyer.
Isn't he coaching now?
I think he's Sportdirektor or something like that.
Yeah.
Münster. But if Hertha goes to play Münster and they eliminate them, they can just...
they can bring him back.
Yeah, bring him back. Yeah. Because he's a guy I would really... Because honestly, maybe it's not... Maybe we should put that into another discussion we're going to have later. But I don't see Arne Friedrich staying for more than a year or two.
Okay. Why?
Because it was never his plan, and he's very independent, and he actually lives in he has a place in LA where he usually lives, and he has his foundation. So it's never a thing. He does this podcast. A great episode with Steve Nash. They're friends for some. I don't even know why.
Yeah, because Friedrich played in Chicago.
Yeah, but Nash never played in Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
But maybe
weird.
Maybe through Dirk Nowitzki. We don't know.
Ah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good show.
Yeah, and it's
that's
interesting.
Quite possible.
It's called Dream to Dare, or from Dream to Dare, or something like that.
Okay.
Or from Dare to Do. I don't know. It's about he talks to people about their lives and how they have success and stuff like that. If you just go to his LinkedIn, there's often stuff about there's sometimes Hertha content, then mostly it's stuff about his foundation and stuff like that.
Okay.
I met him at one I ran into him one day because my doctor is used to be at Kaiserdamm, and then I usually walked back because I had to switch train, so I just walked to the switching station, so and then I saw him with his he has this Indian motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Or something. Looked like a Harley Fedwa, but something nice.
Okay.
And I said, "You know, I'm so sorry. I ran past you some other time, and my sister-in-law, she's going to kill me if I'm not going to take a picture." And then we talked for half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he had the leather jacket on, and he that's when he just starting his foundation, so it must be 2015, 16. Long time ago. And I ran to him the last time we visited Hertha before Corona happened.
Okay.
We met with Donato Melillo from Fanbetreuung.
Okay, yeah.
And we had Allison with us, and then we went to the academy, and there's the Room of Champions, something like that. And they have pictures of all the players that went through the academy and became pros.
Mm.
And we were sitting there. It was really cute. And then we were about to walk somewhere else, and then Arne came by, and he was really nice. And he was the only person ever to not say, "Hey, that's a nice girl or boy." He asked what sex the kid was.
Okay.
It was really, really, really nice. Even Esther was like, "Oh, he's really nice."
He does seem nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to stay very, very long. And I think it's a good thing if they use people who know the club and not
outsiders.
Yeah.
I mean, depends. Like if by some magic they could, you know, get like this guy from Sevilla, this guy that Arsenal almost got, Moshi. As a sports director, yeah, he's good, and yeah, okay, of course, yeah, he would. That would be an outsider, but I mean, I'd say bring Moshi in with Hertha any time of the day, any day of the week.
Or they should get who's the guy the one who's going to kill Cunha at some point.
Oh, Simeone. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That would be... I'd be to see that.
Oh, I just got a notification because today would be the test match.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That I was supposed to play, but they cancelled because they don't have enough players.
Yeah, because a few of them tested positive, I think.
No.
Oh, that's not it? Okay.
That's the one they cancelled because they didn't have enough players and they don't want anybody to get injured.
Yeah, I am in favor.
All in favor? Good.
Yes.
The yeas and the nays. Okay.
Ich bin dafür.
17th minute. Who came on? Ekelenkamp?
Yes, I think so.
But I think the most important thing was the last substitution was...
Ekelenkamp for Richter, yes. Yeah. And the 5 minutes after that, Mittelstädt for Jovetic.
Yeah. Jovetic was good, but... I think he can be very valuable at some point.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because he has this... he's a bit... Not as aggressive, but he's a bit like Ibišević.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but like, I would rather mess with Satan than mess with a Serb.
But Ibišević is not a Serb.
Well, I mean, okay, so from someone from the Balkans, I'll zoom out, and it's still true. Still true.
Our Croatians are just crazy. Yeah, no, let's not get into...
Well, I mean, you remember Kolasinac with Özil when they got mobbed by Kolasinac. He fought them off and he was, you know, barehanded. Kolasinac is not a great technical player, but he's a
beast.
Badass. Yeah, he's a beast. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we need a badass because our defenders are really... Oh, I think Donaldo could be back soon. Because on his Instagram, he said, just wait a little longer or something like that. Because he was on a...
Just like Kalou, soon.
No, he was on a stationary bike.
Okay. Didn't he like say at some point that he didn't want to play for Hertha anymore
shit? Yeah.
Is it still true? Or
we never know. Hmm. I think it was mostly built, but...
Okay.
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him. He never calls me anymore.
You don't, your friends in high places.
He used to, a friend of mine, his sister goes to was in the same class as his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point he was dating somebody they both knew and they had lots. She would always get a little bit of, you know, some
inside information.
Like, yeah, but just a tiny
gossip.
Bit. Yeah. Some gossip. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. For example, one gossip was that when Dardai first left, Tony was one of the players who was not really sad about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I think Dardai is a certain type and. Unlike Klopp, I think Klopp can work with almost anybody.
Or
not anybody, so. But most people.
Yes.
Maybe not, what was the guy's name? Oh.
Who?
Oh, he had a throne. He's a Turkish player.
Where?
Emre
Can?
No. Ah. Oh. Just remember Hertha played Dortmund and then Langkamp.
Uh-huh.
Want to stop him and he just hugged him.
Okay.
And he got really crazy. I think he got a red card for that because he was really freaking out about the whole thing.
Not Socrates.
No, Turk.
Oh, yeah, okay. Socrates is Greek. Duh.
Oh.
Yeah, I...
Let me... You say some stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great.
No, but he was... I think because this guy... I think he doesn't play or only if he plays, he plays... Only in Turkey.
Okay. Çanaoğlu never played in Dortmund.
Emre Mor.
Oh, okay.
He played for Dortmund.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
I just found him.
Okay.
Transfers, let's see. He started out, okay, he played in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
Don't know why. Maybe he grew up there. Then he played for Dortmund. Then they sold him to Celta Vigo. And then they couldn't do anything with him, so they loaned him out to Galatasaray and to Olympiakos.
Mm-hmm.
And now he plays for Kara Gümrük.
Wow. Okay.
In Turkey.
What's
seventh place in Super League.
Interesting career.
Yeah, but he's not the only thing that people know him for, apart from playing for Dortmund, is that he has a throne all with diamonds and stuff like that, with his number on it.
Jesus.
There was a picture on Instagram of him like sitting there, like,
wow, okay.
The king of queens. I don't know, really.
That seems a bit excessive for a player of his level.
Yeah, he never really. I think he had more talent than he. I mean, he is only 700. His market value is 700,000.
Okay. All right.
And he only played 3 games so far. Anyways,
yes,
we were talking about Freiburg, right?
Yes, the last.
Yeah.
Last sub was Mittelstädt for Jovetic. Yes.
Just a little bit before that thing happened, I said something to you that it's not going to happen today.
Okay.
Because there was nothing really happening.
Yeah, that's true. Until they scored, until Hertha scored in the 70th minute, it was like, no hustle, no creativity.
Did Freiburg have chances? I don't remember.
They had a couple, but nothing crazy, I don't think.
Because Dada after the game said basically, it was a good game. We just lost because there were 2 standards two set plays we didn't really defend well, and that's it.
Well, I mean, set plays are part of the game.
I mean, yeah, you know? if you look, just look at the these 2 goals. I mean, the first one is just, I mean, I think Zelke is about a couple of inches taller than the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just, you know, gotten the ball, bam. Axel Kruse on his podcast was really upset about that whole thing.
Okay.
And this horrible show that people watch called Doppelpass.
Yes.
I think the guy was filling in as a moderator, and he said something about, what does Davy Zelke do for... In German, it's so fun. You say, what does he do as a job?
Okay.
Yeah. Was macht der beruflich?
Yeah.
So, for example, if people don't defend, they say, oh, what are they doing for a living?
Okay.
Stuff like that. Not a good thing. Fuck Doppelpass. Anyway, but what happened then? I mean, how?
I didn't see the highlights, so I couldn't.
Yeah, but you were there.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember that we commented. Yeah, of course it was off a corner kick. You know, no surprise there. But and I remember you saying something like, Zelke took the playoff pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Lienhard, yeah.
That was in the 17th minute. Yes. But that was the first goal, right? Or are you talking about the first goal?
Lienhard, Lienhard, yeah.
Okay.
The second was the artistic thing from Petersen. It must have been Mittelstädt, right? And Jastrzemski came in.
Yes, for Boateng.
Yeah. And Eklund came for Richter.
Yes.
What I hate is that most people don't really have, Hertha players don't really have a base that they're going to give you every game.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Richter was really great against Fürth.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't want to talk about the Leipzig game, but then he hardly showed up for this one. I think he had a shot, but that's all. But Serda is the only guy.
Yeah.
And that's something.
Consistently shows up.
Yeah, because he's the one who's looked into the abyss last season.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's a good point, yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, Hertha was close, but, I mean, Schalke must have been the worst team. I haven't looked, maybe
really
you should
bad.
Just look at numbers, but they must have been the worst team ever. And, for example,
close
I think they had the same number of points after the first leg of the season with Mainz.
Okay.
5 points after 17 games. And then,
Jesus,
and
wow.
Then Mainz, phew, I think
took off.
Mainz were the best team or the second best team in the second leg of the season.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Jesus.
Anyway, Mittelstädt was, I don't know, I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks at all.
I thought he was injured. I mean, isn't it like a muscle injuries? Isn't it like a big thing right now?
Yeah,
it seems to be a constant.
Yeah, but not all of them.
Okay.
And Boyata always has muscle injuries.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And then he's then he plays one match and then he goes to the Belgian national team and then he comes back.
gets injured again.
I mean, it's not as bad as with Lecky, because
mm-hmm.
he always traveled 3 times around
the
world.
Oh my fucking God, yeah. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. So sad he's gone. Yeah. Yeah, Saturday was the only guy. I think he's... Oof. If anybody played close to the effort that Saturday makes, he's a badass.
Yes.
He's the only badass we really have. Because Boateng is a badass, but then he's only a 20-minute badass.
Yes, that's true.
Somebody pointed out that somebody from the Berliner Morgenpost has a podcast that's journalists, and they talked about how a couple of weeks ago when people said, you know, you have Boateng who's only good for 60 minutes, then Bobic said, oh, that's so unfair. How can you say that? And now they said, or Dada himself said, he's only good for 20 minutes.
Jesus. That's not, yeah, that's...
not ideal.
Not ideal. Not even a super sub.
But I think he already played more than Khedira did last season.
That's possible.
I think Khedira played 2 games, 3 games?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, and Piontek came on.
Yes.
For Selke, no?
Yes. No, not for Dardai.
Hmm.
Yes.
I think he's one of the guys who... I think he needs to work out more.
Piontek?
No.
Dardai.
Dardai.
Okay.
Because he's still a bit skinny.
Yeah.
I think he has the size, but he's missing the frame. And he has this foot thing going on.
Maybe they should send him to the same, you know, you remember how, you know, everyone was creaming their shorts about Goretzka at Bayern. Look how big he got. Fuck off. Anyway.
Oh, speaking of fuck off, I read an interview with Mitchell Weiser, who's in Bremen now.
Okay.
And he said on the record that nobody wanted him last summer because he wasn't playing Leverkusen, I think.
Yes.
Hertha sold him for quite some money.
Yeah. I mean, from what I remember, yeah. Oh, that he took, fell off a cliff, pretty much.
Yeah. Because he was talking about how he became vegan and stuff like that.
When? I mean, when did he become vegan?
At the time when he was at Hertha, at some point.
Is that why he sucks now?
Not funny. Anyway.
Okay.
Was that the one where Serda had the ball and then he got attacked and then he stumbled and then he went on and he kept on the ball and played it out to the left and then to Mittelstädt and then Mittelstädt just kicked it in and Piontek just scored?
I think so.
Was it the same attack? I'm not sure.
It might
was
be.
Close to each other.
Yes. Yeah, that was... Yes. No, nothing.
No, I'm just... It was just... Serda is always... Never say die.
That's true. Never
That's
gives
what I
up.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Hertha had... the goal was nice.
Yes.
And I hadn't even realized that Piontek was on the field.
Yeah, same. Same. I had no idea.
But I just wonder what, no offense, but what Selke would have done with the same ball.
Good question. I guess we'll never know. What a shame.
Yeah, Selke needs some, I don't know, he needs a slump buster somehow. Yeah. Oh, and then you had the shot from Sada that went to Ekelenkamp, and Ekelenkamp put it on goal, and then I think some defender deflected it to the
crossbar. Yes,
and that was then everything was cooking. It was like
yeah, absolutely.
It's the hope that kills you.
Yes,
yeah, and then Streich exchanged 3 players, and then
Pedersen got on at the 76th minute, and
Demirovic
and
Scholey. Yeah,
2 minutes later, did his job,
and this whole thing was slapstick. I mean, it was just badly. It was a great goal, but it was badly defended.
Yes.
Kicker called him the super joker of the Bundesliga.
Okay.
I think he scored. It was his 30th joker goal.
Wow.
They call jokers people who come in and then score.
Yes.
In Germany.
That's impressive. All right.
Yeah, and then Hertha was really trying. The thing is, I haven't seen a good angle for the miss by Mittelstädt.
Okay.
The stadium, and it must have been far left, but I don't know how far. And I looked at the highlights. That's something I want to talk about before we leave, is the Hertha TV Plus. And I didn't see any angle where I would see how far the ball was off. Because they only showed the from behind him and from the side, so you don't can't really tell with the perspective and everything. But that would have been nice.
Yes.
And I think it would have been okay. Would have been a bit lucky, but would have been okay.
At this point, we can take lucky.
And some people had the opinion that after the match was over that it's going to be the last we've seen of Dardai.
I've heard that, yes.
But then Bobic came and said, I saw a good game.
Okay.
Unlucky, but okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, it wouldn't solve anything to get rid of Dardai now anyway.
As we always say, who's going to come?
Yeah. Like...
Kohlfeld.
Yeah, or like Roberto Martini or Conte. You know, it makes no sense.
Oh, who's the guy?
Roberto Martinez.
No, the guy who worked at Schalke. German and his name Tedesco.
Oh yeah.
I think he was. That's a funny thing. They went second place with Tedesco. They didn't play well. They just won games, and then 2 years later they're down. I mean, almost like HSV. In the book I'm reading, that's Jerome Boateng played for Hamburg, and then they were second in the league.
Okay.
After a third of the season.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Are they ever coming back? Nobody knows. So unlucky loss. Talked about the guy who was arrested,
mm-hmm.
rightfully so. And the team, they tried to come to the fans, but they were a bit hesitant.
Yes, yeah. And there were plenty of whistling as well.
Oh, I think that there was more than that.
Probably. Oh yeah, the guy in front of us. I mean, he was losing his mind.
Oh, that guy. Jeez. Did you?
You know, flipping the bird and whistling.
How did your record look? Because you were recording, right?
Yes.
I must have really killed everything.
I haven't listened to it again, but it's probably going. You know, levels will probably.
Because it was really. I had to cover my ears.
Yeah, I was impressed that. And he wasn't a big guy, but like.
And he looked just like a normal dude.
Yeah, he was whistling crazy loud. And he was in front of us. Can you imagine if he was behind us?
Jeez.
Shit.
Bad.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think it was an okay game. It was an okay afternoon.
Yeah, disappointing, but, you know.
It comes with the territory,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So, who are the next
Frankfurt.
Opponents? Yeah, Frankfurt and on the 16th. Okay.
And there's one thing we can hope for. It's the Bayern curse.
Okay.
Remember what the Bayern curse is?
I might have heard of it, but specifically no.
When a team wins against Bayern, they lose afterwards.
Okay.
Happened to Hertha.
Yeah.
Back when they beat them 2-0 on a Friday night game, and then they lost the next couple of games or didn't had no luck.
Okay.
Frankfurt. Frankfurt won their first game.
Okay.
I think they had ties before that and some losses. Glasner is coach now. I still, maybe because I don't watch as much, because I used to watch Alle Spiele, Alle Tore, mm-hmm. and then there's on Sunday morning, there's a 1 hour show where you can watch all the games.
Okay.
I just don't have time for that right now, or I just don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's these whole new. Everybody, it's like a carousel, and they switched all the coaches. It's just
yes,
because I still think of Frankfurt and Adi Hütter, but he's in Dortmund, right? See,
yeah, I think so.
No, he's in Gladbach.
Yeah, okay.
Dortmund
yeah.
has
because
the
Rose,
other guy.
Yeah,
Rose, Dortmund Marco has Rose.
Yes,
Wolle Rose kaufen.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, and after Frankfurt, we have Gladbach the following Saturday.
Two very tough matches.
Yes, and then Preußen-Münster.
Okay, Preußen-Münster is the one we could really have problems. But I mean, they lost to Wolfsburg. They only made it through on at the.
Oh yeah, because
the,
of the subs.
At the green table.
Yes.
Because of the substitutions.
Yes, that was pretty funny. So yeah, it should be interesting. And then after that, on October 29th, at Hoffenheim. So.
Hoffenheim.
Yeah, that won't be easy.
Do you know that Hoeneß' son is coaching?
No.
Dieter Hoeneß' son is coaching at Hoffenheim. Has been for 2 years or something like that.
Okay.
I think ever since Nagelsmann left.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I can't even care about
Hoffenheim. Yeah. Who gives a shit, basically.
Okay. New chapter. Yeah.
TV, Hertha TV? Is
that? Oh, yeah, Hertha TV. It's the program that there's some licensing thing. I know it because when Union was in the second league, it worked. You could watch stuff there. You put highlights there, real lives there. And Hertha now offers Hertha TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I splurged on the annual one, which is €18.92, which I think is pretty neat. But I think it's going to be problematic for people not living here.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wondered if anybody just would have a VPN, you would really have a good, I mean, Simon keeps complaining about Sky. We all complain about Sky, but maybe it would be a good chance to watch stuff. And they have their own commentary.
Oh, okay.
Because this is one guy at Sky or the Zone. He's always trashing Hertha, like really badly. So maybe that would be a chance to watch stuff and have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the games, and they have highlights and real lives and stuff. I haven't had much time, but it looks pretty interesting.
Okay, and that's $18.92 a month.
A year
for the entire season.
Yeah,
Jesus. Okay,
it's either €1 for a month or the entire year for $18.92. So what the hell?
Yeah, it's a.
It's at the lady who does Hertha TV, the moderator, she was on Hertha Base at some point,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about, because they were moving everything away from YouTube, and people were just complaining that you can't find anything, but if you don't go through a third party, there's more stuff you can show.
Okay.
This whole licensing, you know how whenever there's a video by the Twitter account of Hertha, of Bundesliga English, I know I'm not going to be able to watch it. It's really bad. I mean, why? Why?
No, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Also, we shouldn't get into because it takes too long to talk about.
That's all right.
My count says we're at 155, but I think it started counting when we sat down, so that's not entirely how long we were talking. Three games coming up. Dada is supposed to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people believe he could still do something.
I mean, I didn't have any doubts at the beginning of the season, but right
but now,
I mean, right now, I'm still behind Dardai, but it is making me a bit nervous.
He's been very off.
It seems that way.
His interviews are, because he used to be always very charming, and now he's just, the whole thing where he's talking about that they want a bigger coach than him.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, there's rumors that Bobic already has the new coach who's going to come for a transfer fee next season. So that's why they don't want to get into a new coach right now, because it's...
Okay. They already have someone lined up for next season, so they're going to ride it out this year and hope for the...
Write it out and hope for... Oh, that's nice.
Hope for the best and hope for...
Write it out and hope for the best.
Yeah. And hope for...
that's our title.
Non-relegation.
Okay. There has been no crowd participation today, which is really, really sad. After the great turnout last time, maybe everybody's still asleep. I'll have another look at the Twitter account. No, not that. Nothing happening. Anything else? No. I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, so after the next home game, we're going to do a remote.
Yeah, back on Zoom. Again. Back on Zoom.
Hopefully Simon can join us then.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Anything else? No.
No, I think I think I'm okay. Wish me a good flight.
Yeah, and hopefully your buddy would feel better than last time.
Oh my God! Yeah, I still.
That's why.
I was out of practice flying, I guess.
Public service announcement: always bring a cushion. Or what did you?
I mean, I didn't for the next game, last game, but I will bring it for the next flight for sure.
Okay. What happened?
I mean, to this day I don't know. Like my legs turned into the legs of an old man overnight.
I always tried to get the emergency exit seat. Yeah. And it used to be free, and then they're charging for it.
That's possible. I mean, yeah, they will charge for anything.
Yeah, but they didn't used to. So, hey, Can I get the?
In past better times, I guess that was possible. Yeah.
And I hate aisle seats because once I fell asleep and then somebody hit my knee with the cart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Got to be careful about tucking your legs in. Yeah.
Yeah, if I make my money, we're gonna go business and
yes. Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
I listen to this trivia podcast, and people come in and they can choose three special interest topics they're experts in,
mm-hmm.
and then they would always get somebody who's an expert in that. For example, somebody that wants to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Then they had an actor in there to give answers to the questions, and one guy had frequent flyer miles in there.
Okay. Okay.
And they were really nerding on about it. Really interesting. And yeah, I flew from there to there. It's only a 2-hour flight, but I went with three different planes and I made a million miles.
Jesus.
Okay. Do you have miles?
No, fuck that. I don't have the patience for that. No, yeah. And it's like, because I know that there is this Canadian website who...
Air Canada had really great benefits because the guy was on the show and mm-hmm. he talked about what they offer.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
You don't fly that much though.
I don't care about like scrounging points left and right and miles and get a credit
free
card.
Flights.
Yeah, but like get a new credit card only because I got like 55,000 points and those 1,000 points.
But you can go shopping and then get miles.
Yes. I got some cash back on my current credit card, but I'm not gonna take 10 credit cards just for that shit.
You call it cashback, we call it payback. It's called payback in Germany.
Okay,
it's interesting.
I don't know which one is it, to be honest.
I think they didn't run it by somebody who knows about English.
because I couldn't tell you in French. I don't even know what that.
Like rebate?
But, yeah, maybe. Who cares?
Okay.
Each credit card company probably has their own name for that anyways.
We have Deutschlandkarte and Payback.
Okay. There you go. But,
all right.
Yeah.
Have a safe flight.
Thank you.
We want more participation next time. I'm not going to come back. There you have it.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.
First impression. Nice.